بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we do the last two ahadith on the chapter on bidding farewell to someone that is leaving, and his advice when he departs on a journey, etc., and supplicating for him and asking him to supplicate. So we explain these are the adab and the etiquette of a person that is going, a person is traveling. So words of advice are expressed at that moment, making dua for the person, asking that person also to make dua for us. So here we find these hadith also show us that this was practically demonstrated in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba also would practice upon this. An Abdullah ibn Yazid al-Khitmi al-Sahabi radiyallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam idha arada ayyu waddi al-jaysh qala astawdi Allah deenakum wa amanatakum wa khawatima a'malikum. حديث صحيح. حضرت عبد الله بن يزيد الخطمي رضي الله عنه narrates that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to say farewell to an army, he would say, I entrust to Allah عز وجل your religion, your trust, and your final actions. استودع الله دينكم. We did it yesterday also. This Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنهما, he would also say the same words. And here we're saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to meet the armies that were leaving, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would say the same words, that I entrust to Allah ta'ala your religion. And we explained why your deen first, is because when a person is going out on travel, then there is a great test to his deen. And we can see it practically, when a person is going out on travel, then he's at the airports, the amount of fitna that is there, is a challenge already to his deen, he hasn't even gone yet. And then when he goes onto the plane, the amount of fitna that is found on the plane, whether it's the screen that is there, whether it's the hostesses that are around, whether there's other ladies there, how they dressed, etc. Sometimes there's music, sometimes there's liquor being served. So all the time the person's deen is getting affected on a journey. So the first thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was saying, astawdi Allah deenakum, literally it means, I'm handing your deen over to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, may Allah Ta'ala protect your deen. You're going, Allah Ta'ala protect your deen. Astawdi Allah deenakum wa amanatakum. Amanatakum, we explain, Allah Ta'ala protect all those obligations that you had. Whatever obligations you've got, your obligations as far as deen is concerned, your salah, your fasting, your zakat, whatever obligations you got to Allah Ta'ala, that all Allah Ta'ala protect, as well as your worldly obligations. You maybe got children behind, family behind that you have left, you got your wealth that you left behind, whatever you left behind, that also may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect it. Allah ta'ala protect you. So first protect your religion, then protect all your belongings and protect your obligations. Astawdi Allah deenakum wa amanatakum wa khawatima a'malikum. And may Allah ta'ala protect your final actions. Yeah, imagine these people are going out for jihad. And even in that situation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making this beautiful dua. With your last actions, may Allah ta'ala protect it. Therefore we should be so careful in which areas we go, which places we go, what we are doing. We should think, and what if this is my last action? What if this is my last place that I'm visiting? How would it be if my life comes out in this place? Should I be going there? Automatically that will tell a person whether he should be going there or not going there. Would I like that my life come out in this place? What if the angel of death catches me in this place? Then what will happen? Yes, specifically Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua, may Allah ta'ala protect your last actions. In other words, it shows us that last actions are so important in a person's life. So last hadith under this chapter. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, jaa rajulun ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala ya rasulallah inni uridu safaran fazawidni faqala zawadakallahu taqwa qala zidni qala wa ghafara dhanbak qala zidni qala wa yassara laka alkhair haythuma kunt. Rawahu tirmidhi. Hadr Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I intend going on a journey, so give me provisions. Ulama explained that there could be one of two meanings. This person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying, I'm going on a journey, so give me provisions. Either he was talking about worldly provisions for the journey, or he could have been asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for spiritual provisions. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew what he was asking. Spiritual provision means advice. Give me advice because I'm going out now. So he could have meant one of two things. If it meant that he was asking for physical provisions, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's answer to him was such that this is more important for you, what I'm telling you now, what du'as I'm giving you now, this is much more important to you than the physical provisions. And if it was that he was asking for spiritual provisions, then this answer was a spiritual provision which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him. So the man said, give me provisions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah provide you with righteousness. This was the first dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Zawwadakallahu taqwa. May Allah ta'ala provide you with righteousness. The man said, give me more. Look at Sahaba, how desirous. In other words, I want more from you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want more advices from you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give me more. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكَ. May Allah ta'ala forgive your sins. May Allah ta'ala forgive your sins. The man said, Zidni, O Rasulullah, give me more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah ta'ala make goodness easy for you wherever you are. وَيَسَّرَ لَكَ الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ. May Allah ta'ala make goodness easy for you wherever you are. What a lovely dua this is. What a beautiful dua. That wherever you are, may Allah ta'ala make it easy for goodness to reach you. Wherever you are, wherever you are, goodness must reach you. This goodness is an all-encompassing dua. Goodness as far as your health is concerned. Goodness as far as your wealth is concerned. Goodness as far as your children is concerned. Goodness as far as your deen is concerned. So wherever you are, may Allah ta'ala make goodness reach you. What a comprehensive dua. What a comprehensive provision Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given. So here this shows us and teaches us that from amongst the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it also mentioned in the Quran, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. That when you're going on a journey, when you're going for Hajj, then take your provisions along with you. But the best provision you can take is the provision of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Ya Allama Tibi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, it is possible that this person, as we said, requested physical provisions for the journey, such as food. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wisely directed him towards that which was of greater importance, and that is which is spiritual. In other words, righteousness and Allah Ta'ala consciousness. But we should also remember is that when a person is going on journey, a person is proceeding, then one thing that is important for a person to do is to ensure all the time, be conscious, actively conscious, that I'm proceeding on journey, I'm moving, I must be actively conscious that at no step of the way I must disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is actively conscious, then he'll be careful that he uses his eyes correctly, he'll be careful that he uses his ears correctly, he'll be careful that he keeps his heart clean, he'll be careful that his thinking also is correct. But if a person doesn't actively think about this, then what will happen is, would that environment and would that travel and would that freedom that is found nowadays, automatically a person will get carried away. So one of the tricks, one of the ways of doing it is, keep the mind actively involved in thinking that what if my maut comes out? What if I pass away in this condition? Am I doing those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I doing those things that please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This will help a person to stay on course and make the journey easy for him. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.